弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。今天是一个很特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
今天不但是2018年的第一天，第一个主日，对不起。
Not only today is the first Sunday in 2018.
也是我们教会一个值得喜庆的日子。
But also a day for our church to celebrate.
因为今天我们要安立新的长老。
Because today we're going to ordain a new elder.
我们回想一下，我们教会已经将近十年啊，没有安立新长老了。
Our church has not ordained any elder for almost 10 years.
所以我想借着刚才允许长老所读的彼得前书这段经文，介绍一下什么是长老的职责。
So today I want to talk about the responsibilities of the elders from the scripture reading elder.
那我们刚才读的第一节最后提到劝你们中间与我同坐长老的人。
And the passage verse 1 just said that I urge you elders among us.
表示呢，这几节经文最初的主要对象是教会中的众长老。
Which shows the target audience for this passage is elders.
那在这之前呢，我们要先认识一下彼得前书的作者。
Before I start, I would like to introduce the author of this book, First Peter.
彼得是耶稣当年十二个门徒中间的一位。
Peter was one of the apostles, 12 apostles.
那上个主日讲到的时候，我曾经提过，当耶稣还在世的时候。
In last Sunday, I preached about when Jesus was still on earth.
彼得呢，凡事出头。把自己当作耶稣的大弟子来看待。
Peter was very impulsive and he treated himself as the greatest among all.
但是后来彼得大大的改变。
But later he was transformed.
到了后来他写彼得前书的时候，他已经变得很谦卑。
By the time he wrote First Peter, he has become very humble.
若是我们注意看第一节的话，其中提到。
If we read verse one,
他虽然呢，他曾经目击。他做过耶基督受苦的见证，他曾目击耶稣受苦上十字架。
Even though he had witnessed Christ's sufferings and also crucifixion，
在这下面一句中当中呢，也暗示他曾经目击耶稣登山变相时所显的荣耀。
Also he had witnessed the transfiguration of Christ，
并且说呢，将来他要有与那些收信的长老们同享。主再来时的荣耀。
And he hinted that one day he's going to share the glory with all those elders who received this letter.
虽然他有这么多经历，但是现在彼得不是比其他长老的地位高。
Even though he had a lot of first-hand experience with Christ, he didn't consider himself greater than other elders.
反而说他也是长老。
But he called himself fellow elder.
与其他长老一样。
Same as other elders.
即使彼得有他有使徒的地位。
Well, actually, Peter has the position of elder, apostles.
无论就年资或者论经历，他都超过后来的长老。
Either for his seniority or his experiences, he surpasses all the other elders.
但是呢，他把他们看成与他同等。
But he considered them same equal as himself.
这是因他彼得就是在真正认识耶稣之后呢所带来的改变。
And this is how we saw he was totally transformed after he truly knew Jesus.
那在这段经文中呢，彼得提到长老的三种职责。
And in this passage, Peter mentioned the responsibilities of the elders in three ways.
第一，在第二节中说呢，长老务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
First of all, he said, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care.
牧养，什么是牧养呢？
And what is the shepherd?
牧养就是照顾关怀教会的信徒，包括他们的生活跟灵命。
Shepherding means to care about the congregation and everybody under you about their lives.About their spiritual lives.
在这点上呢，过去的 过去的在我们当中的是长老啊，还现在的刘文旭长老都有美好的见证。
In this, we saw great examples from Elder Xi and Elder Yunqi.
宝珠弟兄呢，在过去呢，在教主日学或是带领团契的时候呢
，And in the past, Elder Bao Zhu either teaching Sunday school or leading the fellowship.
因他熟读圣经，他就可以用神的话语来喂养信徒。
Because he's familiar with the Bible, the Word, he has been able to feed the fellow Christians with the Word of God.
你们若是知道他的话，知道他平常说话不多。
And if you know him, you know that he doesn't talk much.
但是一说起来呢，总是口齿清晰，而且言之有物。
But he is very eloquent and full of substance when he speaks.
相信呢，今后他在牧养信徒的灵命方面一定没有问题。
I believe that he would have no problem shepherding the flocks.
那另外呢，现在有了长老的职分。
And now that he is an elder.
相信呢，身为宝珠长老呢，他在生活关怀方面一定也会更多的参与和投入。
And Elder Bao Zhu will be more involved in caring for the daily lives of the fellow Christians.
那我们相信呢，他就会使整个牧养的事工呢，能做得更完全。
So the shepherding will be more complete.
好，下面讲到第二个职责，在第二节也说，长老要按着神的旨意教管他们。
And the second responsibility is in verse.Two, watching over the flocks.
那照管这个动词呢，在圣经里啊，有特别有保护群羊不受豺狼攻击的意思。
The word "watch over" in the original language Hebrews also talks about how he should protect the flock from the attacks from the wolves.
我们知道教会内外会有混乱视听的言论或是做法发生。
And we know that either outside or inside church there are confusing talks or activities.
会使教会受到搅扰。
And so the church will be disturbed.
那在这时候呢，长老要根据圣经做出合乎真理的判断。
And this, at this time, the elders will have to based on the responsibilities and also based on the word of God to be able to discern what should be taken.
让教会呢继续走在正路之上。
And the actions to be taken so the church will walk in his way.
当然我们说教会的执事以及其他的同工也有保护教会的责任。
And of course the deacons and everybody at the churchhas this responsibility as well.
我们可以一起来寻求合乎上帝旨意的做法。
And together we can seek God's will.
但是呢，长老在保护教会这件事上负有比较重要的责任。
But elders hold more responsibilities in this matter.
有时候保护教会需要勇气。
It takes courage to protect the church.
有时候甚至需要出来说话。
And sometimes you have to speak out.
有时候说话的时候会得罪人。
And when you speak, you might offend people.
但若因不说话而使教会受亏损。
But if you do not speak out and the church suffers,
那便是得罪了神。
You are offending God.
那倒不如用智慧和缓的言语说出来。
And you rather speak with kind and wisdom words.
那就能帮助教会。
So you can help the church.
也能改变那些原来有一些不合宜言行的人。
And by doing so, you can change those who did not act properly.
今天的经文中所提到的长老的第三个职责，就是第三节所说的，做群羊的榜样。
And the third responsibility is in verse 3, it says, be examples of the flock.
长老固然在教会中有重要的属灵地位。
And of course, the elders hold very important position spiritually at church.
但他们并不是高高在上的，指挥别人。
But they are not here to boss people around.
反之，长老要在教会侍奉， 在信心忍耐，在生活言行各方面做其他信徒的榜样。
Instead, they should be examples for the fellow Christians, whether in the service in church or perseverance and the daily living.
我就想到宝珠弟兄呢，过去呢，特别在信心忍耐这方面有很好的见证。
And this reminds me how Elder Bao Zhu has shown us in the past years how he has persevered.
若是你对他稍微有些知道的话，就知道他们夫妇在前两年呢，在工作方面受了很大的挑战。
And if you know about Bao Zhu and his wife, you understand that how in the past 2 years.They have suffered a lot at workforce.
若是换了别人的话相信呢，早就不停地向神抱怨了。
If it were to happen to other people, those people would complain.
但是宝珠没有抱怨。
But he did not complain.
他反而呢，坚持忍耐。
But he persevered.
最后环境改变了，他就胜过了这环境的试炼。
And he overcame this environment, this very bad environment.
相信呢，这些经历对于他今后的侍奉会有很大的帮助。
I believe all these experiences will help him in his eldership in the future days.
去年呢，当我最初向宝珠提出担任长老的可能性的时候呢
，last year when I first asked Bao Zhu to be the elder.
Yeah, talk about possibility.
Oh, the possibility.
Yeah. 但那时候并没有立刻推脱。
He did not refuse the idea.
只说要为此祷告。
But said he needed to pray about it.
而且呢，在不久之后就答应了。
And he said yes, very quickly.
你们可能会问，为什么他乐意担负这个吃力不讨好的责任呢？
You might wonder why he was willing to take this hard but not pleasing or appealing position.
我想他不是因着第二节中所说的贪财。
I don't think he's because of the money, like verse 2.
因为教会里没有什么财可贪的。
Because there's no money he could gain at church.
也没有什么利可图。
And he could not gain any profit from it.
我想他是呢，因着他盼望第四节中所说。
But he was looking for, or looking forward to the days, in verse 4.
就是到了那牧长啊，牧长就是那个大牧人，耶稣基督再来，他显现在信徒中间的时候。
But he was looking forward to the days when the Lord, the chief shepherd, appears among us.
在那时候，尽责长老呢。必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And verse 4 told us that those elders will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
宝珠弟兄是为了那未来的荣耀的盼望而愿意接受担任长老。
Elder Bao Zhu was willing to take this eldership responsibility because of the crown and the promise that is coming.
所以我们真是感谢神，他们夫妇愿意出来在这长老的职位上侍奉神、侍奉主。
For this, we are very grateful that he and his wife are willing to stand up and take this responsibility.
我也盼望在座的弟兄姐妹，就如同第五节所说。
And I pray that everybody among us now will be like verse 5.
我们都有谦卑的心，愿意顺服教会的长老。
That we are all humble and we're willing to submit ourselves to the elders.
使得他们在侍奉时呢，心中可以得到安慰。
So that their heart will be fulfilled and satisfied.
也使我们教会的事工因着新长老的加入，更蒙上帝的祝福。
And we'll be more blessed with their leadership that everything we do at church will be more pleasing to God.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
那现在呢，我们要进行案例长老，我们就请这个史长老跟允许长老到前面来上来。
We ask elders Shi and Yun Xi.
也请那个，也请宝珠跟雅欣到前面来。
And we ask Elder Bao Zhu and his wife to come forward.
先请云奇长老祷告。
Elder Yunqi will pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感恩赞美你，我们为今天的这个特别的日子向你献上感恩。
Our gracious Father, we come before you with a grateful heart.
我们感谢你在过去真的是拣选了宝柱长老和雅欣姐妹。
We are grateful that you chose Elder Bao Zhu and his wife Ya Xin.
让他们能够信靠耶稣，借着耶稣基督的宝血，能够成为你的儿女。
So they could trust in you and be cleansed by the blood of your son.
今天你又呼召他们做长老。
And today you call them to be elders.
我们求神加添宝珠弟兄的信心、爱心、忍耐。
We ask you.To give them more faith, more perseverance, and more ability.
做群羊的榜样，牧要牧养神的群羊。
So that they will be the examples of the flocks, shepherding the flocks.
你在他们前面侍奉的道路上与他们同在。
And you be with them in the days when they serve you.
让他们在你里面有忠心。
So that they will be faithful in you.
直到你在荣耀显现的时候。
Until you appear in your glory.
就赐他们荣耀的冠冕。
And give them the crown of glory.
我们也为雅欣姐妹献上祷告。
And we are grateful for 雅欣。
巴不得她成为宝柱长老的帮助。
So that she will become great help to Elder Bao Zhu.
也成为教会众弟兄姐妹的祝福。
And will become the blessings of everybody at church.
我们为他们这一家献上祷告。
We pray for this family.
求他们这一家成为基督之家。
So that their house will be the Lord of will be a house of the Lord.
成为我们明光照耀的榜样。
And they are the bright stars in the skies.
让别人看到这一家就归荣耀给你。
So that when others see them, they will give you glory.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们天上父。
And gracious Father.
我们真是感谢你在我们每个人身上所赐的恩典。
We thank you for the blessings upon us.
你在我们的你当初呼召我们成为你的儿女。
Before you called us to be your children.
你也在我们得到救恩以后，继续带领我们在灵命上长进。
And you continue to lead us and help us to grow spiritually after we were saved.
你也在我们的生命中。有让我们有一些苦难的经历。
And you allow sufferings in our lives.
你也帮助我们能够胜过。
You help us overcome.
我们看到在宝珠雅欣夫妇身上，他们胜过了。
We see how Elder 宝珠 and 雅欣 overcome.
我们也感谢你，他们也愿意更上一层楼，在教会愿意以长老的职位上来侍奉你。
And we are grateful that they are willing to take up this responsibility to serve as the elder and the wife.
你就悦纳他们的心意。
Please receive their heart, willing heart.
也带领他们，也带领众教会弟兄姐妹。
And lead everybody at our church.
我们一起来这个教会来荣耀主的名。
Together we serve in order to bring glory to you.
因为我们都是有那永远盼望。
Because we all have the hope of eternity. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Amen.
Now we ask the deacons to join us and shake hands with them. And after we shake hands, we'll stay so the photographer can take group picture.
下面由宝珠长老致辞。
弟兄姊妹和朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
首先感谢神给我这样一个机会，可以在他家里服侍他。
First of all, I would like to give thanks to God to allow me to serve at His house.
我一直相信能够服侍神的是神给我们的一个莫大的恩典。
I always believe that it's a great blessing to us if we can serve Him.
其次呢，感谢弟兄姊妹们的信任。
And secondly, I would like to thank you for your entrusting me to serve.
你们呢可以通过投票呢批准我这样一个又小心又软弱的人来做教会的长老。
You voted all to approve me to be the elder. Well, and he's humble. He said this weak body.
然后呢也要感谢神呢让我在这样蛮有爱的一个教会里边得救。
And I want to thank God also that I was able to be saved at this family of love.
在这样的一个教会里边呢，受造就。
And I grew in this church.
在这样的一个教会里边成长。
And I grew at this church.
也在这样的一个教会里边呢，有服侍他、服侍弟兄姊妹和朋友们的机会。
And I have this opportunity to serve everybody, brothers, sisters, and friends.At this church.
也借着这样一个机会呢，感谢众弟兄姊妹们教会的属灵长辈们。
And I also want to thank everybody whose spiritual life to me is better than mine or older than mine.
在过去的十多年中，对我们一家的不管是属灵上还是生活上的帮助、支持、鼓励。
And how you have helped my whole family the past decade.
我不能在这里一一提到那么多的帮助过我们的人的名字。
I cannot name you one by one.
但是我相信呢，神知道，神会纪念，也会赐福给大家。
But I know that God knows and He understands what you have done and He will bless you.
我们一家呢是2001年来到这边。
My family moved here in 2001.
神呢把我们放在老虎村 Tigerland。
Oh, the Lord put us in Tigerland.
然后在那边呢有一心弟兄和曾瑶姊妹。
And they were brothers and sisters.
他们呢邀请我们参加团契查经。
They invited us to fellowship.
当时呢是叫光明团契。
And at that time it was the Bright Light Fellowship.
是在云启长老和秀娟姊妹家，还有李银梅姊妹张秀平弟兄家，他们两家轮着查经。
And it was held at Elder Yunqi's house and Brother Zhang Xiongping's house.
然后当然了，参加了团契了，他们又都邀请我们来教会。
And so since we started going to the Bible study, they invited us to church.
在教会呢，就去了慕道班。
And I went to the gospel class.
我还记得呢，我的慕道班的老师呢，是还在我们中间的少勉弟兄。
And I remember the teacher at that time was Brother Yao Shaomian.
已经还有两位呢，是已经搬到外州的严明华弟兄和李云龙弟兄。
And the other two have moved out of state is 李云弟兄 and
严明华
弟兄。
有一次呢，我跟他们开玩笑似的说过，我说你们是我们的救命恩人。
And one time I joked to them that they are my savior.
说是开玩笑，其实从属灵上来说呢，是真的。
And but actually, in reality, in spiritual life, they are truly saved my life.
在我们蒙恩得救呢，也在主里边这些年了，经历了神的好多的恩典。
And since we became Christians, we have experienced God greatly.
我们2002年初信主受洗。
And we were baptized beginning of 2002.
然后2002年底的时候呢，雅欣呢就大病了一场。
And at the end of that year, 2002, Ya Xin, my wife, became very, very ill.
那一次呢，是我们呢第一次在主里边经历弟兄姊妹们的爱。
And that was the first time we experienced the love from the brothers and sisters.
他们帮我们照看孩子的，帮我们做吃的。
they took care of our children, they fed us.
还有姊妹呢，夜里去医院陪他。
And there were sisters who went to the hospital to stay with Yaxin.
还有那么多的人呢，为我们祷告。
And many people pray for us.
然后也是那会儿呢，我第一次呢知道周先和师母。
And that was the first time I met Miss Betty.
我在小范围提过这件事。
And 什么小范围？
就是 small group.
Oh, I mentioned this in a small group.
当雅欣出院以后呢，因为我那会儿已经耽误了好多的工作。
And when my wife got out of the hospital because I was delayed at work.
我需要回去上班。
I had to go back to work.
然后周师母呢，他们告诉我，他说他可以用他的年假来我家里帮我照顾雅欣。
And Miss Betty took her annual leave in order to come to my house to take care of my wife.
我好像还从来没有跟师母当面说谢谢。
I had never.Say thank you to Miss Betty.
那次生病呢，真的是我们第一次经历神的爱。我们后来呢，也慢慢的知道，这是因为各位肢体他们爱神，然后呢，借着爱我们呢，来表达对神的爱。他们真的是非常无私的爱。
And that was the first time we experienced God, and also experienced the love from brothers and sisters, how they loved us unconditionally.
然后呢？我们后边这些年好像蛮平静。
And the years after that was very peaceful to us.
但是呢也经历了一些，像后来的签证啦、绿卡啦等等这些事情。
And later we had some difficulties with the naturalization.
当然，比较大的一个考验呢，就是刚才牧师提到的工作。我2015年到2016年有一段时间失业。
And one of the hard time was in 2005 and 6, like Pastor Steve mentioned earlier, that I lost job for 2 years.
那一段时间呢，真的很多的弟兄姊妹又是通过各个方面、各种方式来帮助我们。
And during that period of time, brothers and sisters helped us in every other way, every way.
有很多的人帮我们祷告。
Many pray for us.
有很多的人给我们经济上的支持。
Many supported us financially.
有很多的人帮我出主意。
And many gave me ideas.
还有很多的人帮我提供各种各样的信息，不管是自己就业或者是工作机会的信息。
And many others told me about their personal experience with the job situation.
所以尽管那段时间不容易。
Even though it was a hard time.
但是呢，再一次的经历了弟兄姊妹们和神的爱。
But we experienced God's love and also love from the brothers and sisters again.
也借着这样的一个机会呢，再一次说声谢谢。
And I want to tell you thanks.
那么我2016年呢，得到一份神给了我一份工作。
2016, God gave me a job.
也让我再一次看见了神的作为。
And once again, I was able to see God's work.
在我这样的年纪，本来失业再找工作就不容易。
It should be very difficult for people like me at this current age to find a new job.
另外，熟悉我的人大概都知道，我原来的专业是海洋地质。
Oh, and those people who know me know that my major or my profession was in ocean.
Marine geology.
Marine geology.
这是2016年神给我的这份工作呢，是在计算机领域 IT.
But it was an IT job that God gave me in 2016.
也是在南方大学的计算机系。
And it was at a Southern University.
所以在我这样的年纪，然后又是完全彻底的转行，有到这样一份工作，相信是神的作为，神的恩典。
And I believe it's God's work and His miracle for me to find a job in a totally different field.
我们在座的人呢，可能好多人都听说过，说神所赐的那是出人意外的。
And I know that a lot of you have heard what God gives are surpassing all our imagination.
也是超过我们所求所想的。
And surpasses all we want and ask.
那么我再一次的经历神这样的作为呢
？And once again, when I experience God's work.
就是在最近我的最新的一份工作。
And it's through this new job I just received recently.
我刚刚在南方大学的商学院开始一份新工作。
I started working at the business school at Southern University.
是做商学院的 IT.
And I am the IT for the business school.
出乎我意外。
Unexpectedly.
也是恐怕出于好多人意外的。
And also out of a lot of people didn't expect it either.
就是我不仅拿到这样一份工作。
Not only I got this job offer.
工资的涨幅也是我所要求的双倍。
And the pay raise was double of what I asked for.
我相信如果不是神呢，从我的背景，从我的能力，做不到这样。
I do not think it possible if it's God's miracle.For people like me to get this kind of job, this kind of offer.
然后17年呢，神也给了雅欣一份工作。
In 2017, God gave Ya Xin, my wife, a job.
你们知道他16年的一份工作是在南卡。
You all know that when the job she had in 2016 was in South Carolina.
所以我们两地一段时间。
And we have lived separately for a while.
那一段时间呢，也是。神也给了我们一些功课学。
And God taught us lessons, important lessons during that time.
也有一些不容易的地方。
There were many difficulties.
但是我想，重点呢是呢，我一直觉得呢，雅欣和我们呢不是那种有能力的人，不像很多的人可以说我凭本事吃饭。
Well, but I truly believe that my wife and I.Are not like those people who have great abilities.
但是呢，神呢给我们这样的工作，两份目前都是很不错的工作，在这边一家团圆。
But God gave us two great jobs for people like us.
所以感谢神。
And I'm very grateful for that.
另外呢，在雅欣在外地期间呢，其实呢，我还有一项别人享受不到的福利。
And while Ya Xin was working out of state,
你们来祷告会的人就知道，所以希望你们有些人想多知道一些事的话呢，要来祷告会。
While she was out of state, I received blessings abundantly, especially on prayer Wednesday night's prayer meetings. So if you want to know more secrets about us, come to prayer meeting.
我那会儿来祷告会，除了可以在祷告中跟牧师和其他肢体我们。一起享受那段时间以外。
At prayers meeting at that time, not only I was able to pray with fellow Christians.
我还有一项福利呢，就是师母会每天晚上给我准备一道好菜，让我带回家。
Also, Miss Betty will leave me a dinner, so I can bring home to feed my children and me.
所以我们这群人呢，真的是非常有福的。
And we are truly blessed.
有牧师、师母回到我们中间来。牧养我们，关怀我们。
Especially with Pastor Steve and Miss Betty to come to shepherd us.
当然，你们嘛，不要说想为了吃师母的菜，然后故意找一份工作两地分居。
Okay. Of course, I want to warn you not to find a job, out of state, in order to have Miss Betty's delicious food.
所以神的恩典真的是多而又多。
And God's grace is abundant.
我也想借着这样的一个机会呢，感谢一下我的家庭。
And I want to give thanks to my family.
我呢也不像别的肢体那样对子女花了很多的心血，有很多的要求。
And I'm not like my fellow Christians who spend a lot of time with their children and have a lot of expectations.
但是神的恩典。
But by grace of God.
我们家的三个宝宝呢也都。都很好，他们都很出色。
We have three great children.
Mary 呢也开始在教会有一些服事。
My oldest daughter Mary is serving at church.
真的看到那么多的college 或者是已经工作的孩子帮他一起服事。
By the help of the CNC College and Career.
也有那么多的中学生初中生、高中生喜欢。
And there are many middle school and high school students who are willing to, or who love to come to the gathering.
我心里边呢也是充满了这个喜悦和感恩。
And I'm very grateful for that.
然后呢，也要感谢我的姊妹雅欣。
And I want to give thanks to my wife, Yaxin.
过去多年呢，在教会服侍呢，她从来没有拖过后腿。
She never complained when I was serving at church.
要感谢的、感恩的地方太多，我这里实在是没有时间去说。
I do not have time to give thanks to everything. There are so many of them.
你们感兴趣呢，可以就是说主日学和团契，我有的时候会接着一些相关内容，会多少多多少会都会有一些分享。
So come to my class, Sunday school, and fellowship, because I share more at that time.
然后我也想借着这样的一个机会呢，特别的感谢诗班的显示。
And I want to give thanks to the choir.
我一直相信，用诗歌来赞美神是我们最美的服侍之一。
I always believe that praising God with hymns is the greatest blessing.
并且这项服侍还有一个特殊的地方，它是不受年龄的限制。
And especially for choir to serve in a choir, there's no age limitation.
所以只要你能张嘴
，As long as you can open heart, you can sing with joyful noise.
所以感谢诗班。
So thank you.
也特别的感谢这个。指挥魏永桥姊妹。
And we want to give thanks to 永桥。
因为我听人告诉我，她昨天还病了去看医生。
And I heard that she was sick, so that she had to see a doctor yesterday.
也谢谢 Evan， 今天看见他也在那里弹琴。
And I want to give thanks to Evan. I saw him play piano today.
所以回顾多年呢，我真的是发现神对我对我们一家真的是非常的好。
I see how God.Has blessed us to myself, my family, all these years.
所以当牧师找到我的时候呢
，So when Pastor Steve prayed,
我深知自己不配。
I truly think that I am unworthy.
我知道不仅跟神对教会长老的要求相距甚远。
I truly believe that I am far below what.God's expectation is to the church and to the leaders.
就是跟教会前边的各位长老比起来。
And by comparing to those people before me.
不管是史长老他们夫妇。
Elder Xu and Mrs. Xu.
还有当年的夏长老他们夫妇。
And when Pastor Steve was the elder years ago, and Miss Betty.
还有云起长老秀娟他们。
And Elder Yun Qi and Xiu Juan.
我跟他们相比都差得非常非常的远。
I am far behind them if I compare myself to them.
但是呢，真的回想，过去多年神在我们一家身上的恩典。
But when I look back, the blessings upon us.
所以我就勉为其难。
So I make an effort.
我就先服侍一段时间。
So I'm going to serve.
盼着神呢，在他的家里边兴起跟合他心意的同工来。
I pray that God will raise those after His heart.
然后到那会儿呢，我们再有安立新的长老，然后允许我去休息休息。
So I can rotate off if we have new elders coming up.
我也想借着这样一个机会呢，拜托大家。
And I want to plead with you.
一个呢是要多为我们祷告。
First to pray for us.
因为我们自己呢知道我们是多么的软弱和小心。
I know how weak we are and how little faith we are.
得让我们在爱心、信心、生活见证上呢都能够有长进。
And pray for us so that we can have more witness in life in our lives.
除了多祷告以外呢，也恳求大家呢能够多担待。
Oh, and other than praying for us, I ask you to bear with us.
因为我们两个都是情商很低的人。
Because we are both low in our EQs.
我觉得教会的长老呢，要情商高会比较好一些。
I truly believe elders at church should have high EQs.
因为我总是觉得我们不懂人情世故。
Because we don't know. Politics.
也不会呢待人接物。
And we don't know how to deal with people.
抱歉，给张姊妹造成了。
中文程度太差。
好，所以呢，我们有做的不到的地方呢，大家多担待。
And we will ask for your forgiveness and acceptance if we do anything wrong or lacking.
但是更进一步的呢，是大家看到我们有不足的地方的时候。
But more importantly, when you see our inadequacy,
要给我们提出来，然后帮助我们长进。
Let us know and so to help us grow.
回想起来，真的是神的恩典很多，我也没有时间细说。
And there are a lot of many things I want to give thanks, but I'm running out of time.
但是还是在这届再次的呢，借着这样的一个机会呢，感谢神和感谢众位弟兄姊妹。
And I want to take this opportunity to thank God and to thank all of you.
有这样一个机会跟大家一起服侍，一起长进。
So that I can serve and grow with you.
真的非常美好。
How beautiful it is.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
一切的荣耀都归于耶稣。请大家一起起立，我们唱。